Hey everyone, it's Tuesday, May 19th, and this is the LA Report, a daily roundup of the most essential news in the LA region. I'm Leo Duran. Today, some financial relief for undocumented immigrants, concerns about mental health funding, and the emotional health of children who've been out of school for months. Governor Newsom's assistance plan for undocumented immigrants is now accepting applications, and there's been a flood of people who are trying to get help. Here's Josie Wong with details on the much-needed relief fund.
So there's been a lot of anticipation for this fund since it was announced last month. Just to give a recap, an adult can get $500, a household up to $1,000. And Monday was the first day. There was so much demand that the state website handling this program went down for several hours. And one of the community groups helping people in LA and Orange counties says it got more than 1 million phone calls in one day. That'd be the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of LA, or CHURLA. It says it had to add a second phone line. CHURLA also says the first family it helped was an undocumented street vendor and her husband, who's a permanent resident, so it's a mixed status household. This couple says they haven't been able to make a living selling corn on the cob for 3 months. So a lot of demand that is completely outstripping supply. The state has put aside $75 million for this fund and is getting help from philanthropies. But you have to keep in mind that in California, we have 2 million people who are undocumented.
Next, Robert Garrova talks about concerns regarding mental health funding in Governor Newsom's revised budget and how some organizations are stepping up to make sure our frontline workers are supported.
Yeah, I talked to someone who represents nonprofit mental health agencies across the state. She said her heart kind of stopped for a second when she saw all that was proposed to be eliminated or deferred in the revised budget. There's particular concerns about funding for programs that put behavioral health counselors in emergency rooms and hire people to help navigate Medi-Cal enrollment. You know, this is coming at a time when they're bracing for increasing rates of substance abuse and other disorders. A number of advocacy groups are asking the governor to create a $100 million emergency fund for the mental health safety net. But, you know, we're also seeing a number of organizations stepping up to address what they see as a brewing mental health crisis. I spoke with the president of the California Psychological Association today. She said they're working on a program that will provide pro bono therapy sessions to frontline workers. So far, they've seen more than 1,000 mental health providers sign up to volunteer their time for that.
We now go to Libby Denkman, who reports on how LA's city council is going through a very unusual budget process.
Right. It could be the most unusual budgeting process in the history of the city of Los Angeles. The city is signaling that uncertainty caused by the global pandemic and the havoc that coronavirus is wreaking on local tax revenues means it's simply too hard to plan for an entire year of spending right now. Last month, the mayor released his proposal for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, and that included cuts across the board to many departments and furloughs of many city workers. But the Office of Finance and the city administrative officers say revenues could actually be $45 to $400 million lower than the mayor's expectations. So there's just a ton of unknowns right now. The ball is in the city council's court, and they will hear a presentation on Wednesday about the budget. But it looks like it could be a build the bridge as we go kind of year. Garcetti told KPCC that the council may have to meet once every 2 to 3 weeks to revise the plan depending on infection rates and how reopening is going. And based on many scenarios that are projected, cuts could certainly get worse as this pandemic unfolds.
Finally, on Tuesday's Air Talk on KPCC, Lindsay Wright tackled the emotional health of kids who are out of school.
Yeah, school administrators are consulting with public health officials, teachers, parents. They're trying to figure out the best way to move forward and reopen schools. The challenge is they're navigating all these competing factors. Regardless of what they choose to do moving forward and how they reopen schools, it should be taken into account that kids are experiencing a profound psychological impact from all of this. So, you know, while some students might feel secure in the fact that they are safe at home learning, the ping of isolation is bound to creep in. Eventually, all these added stressors are going to continue regardless of when students go back into the classroom. That's because the coronavirus isn't going anywhere. Our school psychology expert who joined the panel today said schools should take all this into account and they should definitely come up with comprehensive plans to address these specific concerns.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at las.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.